Oh, I may have screwed that up. Are you there? Oh, you are there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm here.
All right, good.
This is Inside, Voices from Vancouver Island's Quarantine. I'm Todd Maffin.
So thanks for calling. Who are you?
I'm Mike, and I live on Vancouver Island. I'm in the capital, Victoria, BC.
And what's your scene? Are you quarantined? Are you out and about? What's sort of happening around your place?
We're self-isolating. I mean, we don't have any signs or anything like that, but we're paying attention and doing the things that we're supposed to be doing because it's not just about us. It's about everybody around us. So we live pretty close to, like, we live in the downtown area. So we're within, you know, about a 15-minute walk of being right downtown. And it's quiet, largely, but we're trying to, you know, again, we're just trying to adhere to what we're being told to do, just because, you know, while it sucks for my kids during the spring break that they're missing out on what they hoped a spring break would be, they will get another one and hopefully more time to do the things they want to do sooner rather than later if we just do what we're supposed to be doing right now.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son.
And how are they doing with this?
Well, initially, I mean, the thing is they're right on spring break right now. So there's this concept that they haven't had to deal with the whole loss of school yet. But, I mean, again, they can't hang out with their friends. They're doing, you know, luckily, you know, my daughter has social media, so she's been able to hang out and chat with her friends and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, it sucks that they can't, you know, hang out in person. And my son is getting a bit more screen time than usual, but that's how they're playing, you know, with the couple of friends he has that are, you know, kind of close to him. That's how they're doing it. So they're hanging in there, but I don't think it's not totally set in yet because they know they're not going back. They know they're not going back to school for an indefinite period of time. So once that sits in as to like how we're going to handle that, I think it could change the way that they're feeling about this whole scenario right now.
Has this changed the way that you parent?
A little bit. We really are fairly upfront with our kids about things. We try to talk to them maybe at a level that, you know, like they're people rather than like, you know, like little kids or anything like that. So I think that's helpful. But we are being, we're normally fairly liberal and we're being a bit more, I think I'm being a bit more conservative right now by saying, hey, you know what, we got to do this, we got to do this. So there's a bit more caution around things than usual, you know, and I think that that's part of it. But by and large, I don't think we've changed all that much. Again, I think that's going to maybe change, you know, once things move forward because I work from home all the time. And my wife, you know, she won't be able to work. We're at the point now where she's probably going to be stopping, you know, for at least during this particular season right now, just because in her line of work, which, you know, I don't really want to talk about that, but I do want to say that, you know, it's one of those things where it's probably best for her not to work. So when that happens, then it might change the way that we kind of operate as a family and as parents.
I don't want to get into like the details of things, but can you share what your wife does for a living or at least kind of like the space that she's in?
Well, she's a healthcare worker, but it's alternative medicine. So she's self-regulating. She's saying she's talking to her clients and stuff like that. So, but because often there's body work involved, she's playing it cautious. If she's at home, then I can focus on my online business, which I can still run. And then maybe amp that up to help bring in the revenue and the funds that we need to keep things going, at least at the status quo.
So you already do work online? So like you've been working from home before all this, I guess, have you?
Oh, yeah. I've been working from home for over a decade now. So, and most of my clients are Americans.
What do you do?
I'm a productivity strategist and a writer.
It's Sunday night right now as you and I are speaking, so perhaps Monday morning, by the time this goes out Monday night, the province will have made some different changes in terms of social distancing and enforcing that. But as of right now, social distancing is just kind of a recommendation. What is Victoria like as of like this weekend?
My wife and kids went out together just to get some. They ended up going down to one of the beach areas just to walk around. And there were a lot of people that were paying, like giving lots of wide berths for people to get around. And then there were others that just didn't seem to respond to that in the same way.
I don't know if you've been to a grocery store in the last couple of days, but I've noticed a difference from a week and a half ago, which was previously the last time I went to a grocery store, and then today. And today, like, people weren't even looking each other in the eyes.
Last week we went to a grocery store, and it was just the beginning. And so there was, like, lineups everywhere. Everyone was really close because they didn't know where to line up. Tonight we were at a much larger grocery store. There was very few people in it. But you're right. There was either people were being super attentive to make sure that they weren't looking, you know, they weren't trying to keep that wide berth from each other. But there was a lot of, yeah, there was, you're right, there was distance. It was not just distancing in terms of, like, how far away from you, but, like, no one's looking each other at, or other people are just being like, it's business as usual.
10 years from now, when we look back on it, do you think this will change us?
I don't think so. When I was working for Costco, you know, I would go to my supervisor and say, hey, these people aren't coming in for work today because it's, quote, a nice day out. The guy who was in charge, who happened to be from Vancouver Island, looked out the warehouse door and said, well, yeah, you know, it is a nice day. I don't see it hugely affecting the ethos and the attitude to that great a degree. There's been other big world issues that have happened well before our time that kind of shaped the way that the next generation kind of handle themselves as they move into adulthood. One of the things I could see happening for my kids is that they won't take as much for granted. But I think it's all dependent on how, you know, the parents handle it.
Does anything in this whole scenario scare you?
Yeah. The ignorance and perhaps arrogance of people, like some of the people I've talked to, mainly older people who said, oh, this is fine. Or I just come home and wash my hands, so it's not a big deal. It's not about that. But I try not to be paralyzed by that kind of stuff, or try not to dwell on it too much, because there's only so much control that I have.
Well, Mike, thank you. Thank you for calling in, and I wish you and your family, Victoria, the best.
Thanks for taking the call.
Inside is a special series of the Nanaimo Chronicles podcast. And I'd like to hear from you, too. Call me. Here's my number, 778-725-0166. I want to know how you're holding up and how your family's doing. My number again is 778-725-0166.